I think, you know, if players really understand that, one, you have to take the initiative to actually make it as a professional, semi-professional, collegiate, whatever it is, whatever your goals are as a footballer, you have to take that necessary step. A lot of time, players, they say they want to become professional footballers. They say they have a goal, they have a dream. But how are you going towards it? And I think that's one of the most important questions that aspiring footballers have to ask themselves. And in that same breath, they need to understand that we can't do it alone. You know, we as in footballers, you know, this is what you should be looking into yourself, saying, hey, I can't do it alone. You know, it is a fact that you don't know everyone. You know, you might not have the network that is needed to push yourself in the right direction. And so do what you're good at, which is playing football to the best of your abilities. And then, like, let the professionals do what they do. So who's in your corner? You know, the first thing, how are you stepping in the right direction? How are you moving in that direction? So you have to find a team that works. You know, a lot of times players are part of a team and there's nothing happening in that team. You know, you train every day, there's no coaches, there are no games that make sense, that's playing, there's no opportunity, there's no exposure, but you're just playing. If you want to play recreationally, then sure, by all means, go ahead. You know, so while you ask yourself what steps you're taking towards this path, and you answer that, find your team, find a space that is important that can actually make these dreams a reality. You have to find that space. And like I said, if you're on this team and you're training, you're playing, and there's no real opportunity, then again, you have to leave. Unless you want to play recreationally, then it doesn't make sense to stay where there's no opportunity. Now, it is very different if you need work, and I'll put it into perspective for you. Let's say you're told by coaches, you know, qualified coaches, qualified personnel, that, hey, I think you're ready for the next level. You know, and they may not have the opportunity to present to you. So what you'll do is you try to look for tryouts. You know, so find these tryouts, go to these professional tryouts, or talk to people who can get you these tryouts. Talk to the professionals who can get you these tryouts. You know, talk to the agency, talk to the organization, whatever you have to do, join this organization that can get you these tryouts if you're in fact ready for the next level. But it is not something that you only feel inside. You have to be told, right? So you're assessed by qualified individuals who have seen footballers, who know what it takes, you know, who can properly mentor and guide you. Then if they say, yes, you're ready, then you look for these tryouts. And the contrary is, let's say you're not ready for this step in your life, then you ought to find that organization that will help you grow, that will give you the resources, the tools that's needed to get you to the next level. Because some players, they're ready right off the bat to go to be a professional footballer. They're ready to get trials done. Others, you know, you need more work, so you have to join an academy team, or you have to join a team that will require more training or extra training, or you are part of a program that is a few months or a few years, that at the end you'll be definitely ready, because you don't want to waste money going in these trials if you're not completely ready. So one, you look into yourself and you ask yourself if you're taking the right steps. Right, you figure out what those steps needs to be based on expert opinion and, you know, proper mentoring. you find that team or that tryout. You know, a lot of times players, they think they're ready for a tryout, but they're not. And what you need is to own your talent, develop more on that talent, get that exposure, get that professional training in, because sometimes we think we're ready. You know, I've met thousands of players in my lifetime. And some players who say they're ready, they're not half as ready. So you have to invest in yourself in the proper training. So after you've done that, whether it's from a tryout perspective or a team perspective, and while we're doing that, surround yourself with people that can actually help you. You know, it doesn't always have to be monetarily or to help you get a tryout, because again, you're already a part of this organization, you've seen that they can help you towards your goal of becoming a professional footballer, semi-professional footballer, collegiate footballer, because realistically you can't do it alone. So we already spoke about finding that team, that agency, that organization that can actually give you these tryout, gives you these connection. So not from a professional basis now, when it comes on to surrounding yourself around people who can help you, it is about your circle, your friends. Who are these friends? What's this group? How is this beneficial to you? Are these people who are motivating you, who have similar goals to you? Doesn't necessarily mean they have to want to play football, but do they have a goal and are they also going towards that goal? Does it make sense? You want to become something in life, a professional footballer or in any career, and your friends or friends who are okay with just chilling on the side of the street, smoking, drinking every night, then that's not the right group of people to be around. So align yourself with people that are also encouraged to go for something in life and go for what they want in life. I've seen many footballers who have not made it because of the group that they're around. Because instead of saying, hey, let's go to training, they're talking about going to this party and going to this club. Every other thing except something that is actually useful. So surround yourself with the right people. And I said, one, ask yourself that question. Am I stepping in the right direction? What plans do I have? Seek that agency, seek that club, seek that organization that will help you towards your goal. Three, surround yourself with the right of people. People will motivate you. People have same goals as you. Someone would say to you, no, you're late for training. Why are you always late for training? Someone would say, okay, let me drop you off. It's almost training time. Hey, you need to do this. You need to do that. Get this done. Someone who's motivational, you know. And the only time you'll find this is if they have similar goals to yours, similar vision, similar drive. Doesn't need to be in the same career path, but if they want something of themselves, you know. And just to go back to a previous point to which I mentioned before, in terms of sometimes we need further development and we need to invest in that development, which we'll talk about in another episode. And the reason why I said that is because a lot of times players, young players, they get pushed too quickly into a surrounding that they're not ready for. And so because you're probably the best in your community, it doesn't mean you're best in your city or best in your town or best in your country. So a lot of time, because we're the best in our communities and we get these advice and this motivation, and okay, we should be this, you can be you're the greatest player I've ever seen. And so you push yourself way too quickly to go on these tryouts to which you're not ready for. And before you know it, your name's been passed around. Oh, he's not a very good player. Coaches are asking other coaches, oh, what do you think about this player? Have you heard of this player? Oh, he's not a very good player. Don't make sense to look at him. He came to a tryout. He's not very good. Etc. And before, you're causing yourself more harm than good. Another way to look at it is you push yourself in this environment to which you're not getting game time. You're always on the bench. Sometimes you're not even in the match squad, you're not in the squad list. Rather than focusing on your level of football, owning your talent at your level, being explosive at your level, mastering your level, and then moving on. So these are just a few things that, you know, I believe as a coach, as a scout, you know, and as a club owner, that players ought to be mindful of.